about an hour ago when the president got up and said what he said, there was a bit of anger and there's some chanting and frustration, but just saying that they want him to leave. You know, shots were fired as well. I'm not sure whether they were just precaution shots or shots just to, you know, keep the crowd under control. You know, at this stage, I think people are just trying to digest what they've heard. We didn't really get out that much today because it was a bit risky, but, you know, what we're hearing in phone calls and stuff like that from people is that that basically they're chanting that they want him to leave. They're not comfortable with the regime. They believe that he wasn't going to pull through and he wasn't going to stick to his word, which is what he did today. He basically came and he's sort of trying to pull the wool over the country's eyes again. The internet is still down. The internet's been down now since, geez, it's going on to the 9th or 10th day. The purpose of dropping the internet or killing the internet was to minimize collaboration between people so that they don't get a big number of people protesting. And despite the fact that he's, you know, put the country in the dark with regards to the internet, there was close to a million people that still went to Cairo, and there was a large group here in Alexandria as well.
How are your family feeling?
Look, I mean, the kids, we're trying to sort of keep them as calm as possible. I think they're starting to get sick of being indoors. I mean, it's pretty hard when, you know, you've got children that you can't really take out because they're not safe. My wife's just being as patient as possible, and we're just waiting to see what's going to happen.
And is there any progress on getting out of the country?
We're not really. We're trying to work on stuff. We're just seeing. From the consulate, they rang me at 4 a.m. yesterday, basically saying that if I can get to the airport by 3 p.m., which is tomorrow, 3 p.m., that they can get us on a plane. This is still in Cairo. I tried to explain to them again that, you know, I'm in Alexandria. It's very difficult to get there. I then wanted to confirm that that's still the case because I was trying to sort out some transport. I rang them at about 10 o'clock my time in the morning, and to my surprise, they basically said, we don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as you need to be in the airport at 3 p.m. The rendezvous point is 9 a.m. at a particular hotel, the Novotel, and the Conrad, which is directly opposite the Australian Embassy in Cairo. And I was perplexed, but basically I've just given up on them because they ring me up at 4 a.m. telling me to be at the airport at 3, and then when I ring to confirm, they say, we didn't say that. We've even tried to get in contact with Asma, which is my wife's sister. She tried to sort it out first as well, and she said she's getting inconsistent information as well.
As an Egyptian national, how do you feel about what's happened tonight?
Look, I think in a way I feel that, you know, he has tried to appease the people. However, in all honesty, I haven't lived what people have lived here to be, but I feel the passion that they feel. You know, they're united. I personally feel that I don't really think it would be smart for him just to step down and leave the country as is. I mean, Egypt is too important a country in the region to have no leader. You know, I sort of think that people should just start to, you know, accept it and leave the protest, because if we continue to do this, the country is going to suffer and it's going to take even longer. There's already massive damage that's happened from a financial perspective to the country. Who knows when people start trusting Egypt, come back and start, you know, visiting the pyramids.